That was a lutenist, Oliver Holzenberg, playing the BWV 1000 fugue in G minor. It's given a listing since Bach wrote more than three fugues in G minor. That's just how they keep track of them. Glad we're listening to Tunes Together here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Next, a Concerto Grosso by Domenico Scarlatti. We'll also hear Handel and Haydn this hour. Support for the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, now through Saturday, October 18th, with a reception Thursday, October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org. And did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. That was by Domenico Scarlatti, his second Concerto Grosso, Roy Goodman and the Brandenburg Consort. Good morning. It's about 9:27. It's about 55 degrees in Lawrence. Should be really nice today with a high of about 72. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We have Handel and Haydn next and a Mendelssohn Symphony No. 1 next hour after we hear the Ride of the Valkyries. And for your noon hour, we've got it all planned out already. The Tale of Romeo and Juliet, told in music by Edward Gurman. Some achingly beautiful oboe and piano duets from Henry Cowell. And we'll be in a familiar place with a suite from Bizet's Carmen. Classical music from noon to three, that's with Jeff this afternoon on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's the Handel First Keyboard Suite in A with our classical friend Keith Jarrett at the piano now on KPR. Using a good piano with some oomph to it, didn't he? That was Keith Jarrett playing the harpsichord suite on the piano. The first one in A by George Frederick Handel here on KPR. Next, we'll hear Haydn's 10th Symphony. And in about an hour, listen for something by Sarah Klass. It's called Sacred Fire. It was written for the 2023 coronation in England. We'll also hear some lovely music, heavy on the flute and harp. Claude Debussy's Dances Sacred and Dances Profane. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll hear Andre Segovia play the guitar. It's a great morning for music right here on KPR, support for which comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community. October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at Kaw Valley Field Day. This is KPR. Here's Haydn's 10th Symphony. With Autumn Fischer directing the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra, they should know how to play that. That was Franz Josef Haydn's 10th Symphony this morning here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. You can check our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
Here from the scientists studying the volcano at its crater on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for that story and more starting at 3 for All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. On KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. And from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, Kaiser Cummings, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Find out all about us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 110 points. The NASDAQ is up 150. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Cy Sims Foundation since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. The Ride of the Valkyries, Richard Wagner's music, here on Kansas Public Radio. In Wagner's music drama, the Valkyries are heroic female warriors who retrieve fallen heroes from the battlefields to escort them to Valhalla, a fortress in the heavens where they will defend the gods. So that part in the opera depicts a little bit hard to do on stage, but there have been some very convincing versions showing those armored sisters assembling on a mountaintop with their horses with wings, ready for their noble duty. Sir George Schulte there with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Here's some music by Mendelssohn next on Kansas Public Radio. Let's listen now to his symphony, number 1, Mendelssohn on KPR. We've been listening to Felix Mendelssohn's first symphony from the young Mendelssohn, his symphony number 1, opus 11, Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra. Next, some interesting chamber music by Claude Debussy, and then something by Sarah Klass. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. And here's something fun involving a movie that's free tonight in the music building at KU. The Department of French and Italian Studies, in collaboration with the Italian Cultural Institute of Chicago and the School of Music at KU, is inviting you to a unique cinematic concert with a screening of Giovanni Pastrone's Il Fuoco from 1915, accompanied by Maestro Stefano Macagno's live piano improvisation. It's this evening at 7:30 p.m. in Murphy Hall in Swarthout. Giovanni Pastrone lived from 1883 until 1959, also known under the pseudonym Piero Fosco, used to present Il Fuoco. He was a director and film producer, one of the pioneers of Italian silent cinema. As director of Itala Film, he's renowned for the epic Cabiria, 1914, which introduced technical and narrative innovations that went on to influence world cinema. Il Fuoco, free showing tonight of that 1915 film with live piano improvisation. Next on KPR, we hear The Dances Sacred and The Dances Profane by Claude Debussy. Yolanda Condonassis is the harpist now on KPR. Dance Sacred and Dance Profane by Claude Debussy. For harp, we heard Yolanda Condonassis, and Franklin Cohen and Joshua Smith as the clarinet and flute soloists and some other soloists here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's 7 minutes now before 11 o'clock. We'll hear one of the most beautiful Chopin nocturnes, played by Daniel Barenboim in just a few minutes, right after the 11 o'clock news, before we hear the Symphony of the Air. That's the name of the group backing up Andre Segovia in a concerto that was written for him by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre. Also, a Tchaikovsky waltz and a Schubert piano sonata. It's a great morning for music. I'm glad you and I are listening to it together here on Kansas Public Radio from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. And KPR's own spirited classical evening show host, Destiny Ann Mermagan, appeared recently in a Doreen Morande professional recital along with her husband Michael, who teaches cello at UMKC and the official accompanist and concert pianist of Park University, Lolita Lisovskaya-Seyovich. With fruitful combinations of violin, cello, and piano by Beethoven and Tchaikovsky and Fritz Kreisler. Join us tomorrow night at 7, only on KPR, for Classics Live. Next is a piece that was written by Sarah Klass for the 2023 English Coronation. It's called Sacred Fire, now on KPR. That was Sacred Fire, commissioned by His Majesty King Charles III for the coronation. Sacred Fire, composed and arranged by Sarah Klass, and the words by Graham Davies, and the soprano was Priti Yendi, and the coronation orchestra conducted by Antonio Papano. There's a nice video of that song if you'd like to hear it again at the composer's website, sarahklass.com/the King's Coronation. We'll have, like I said, a beautiful Chopin nocturne right after the news, and some Spanish music, and Andre Segovia, guitarist. Just keep it here on KPR, and remember, if you're ever curious about what's playing on KPR or what's been played, you can look it up online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just go to music and look for playlists. I'm Cordelia Brown. Hope you're enjoying the music this morning on KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Fadel. News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Get the story on Morning Edition every weekday morning on KPR before classical music starts after the 9 o'clock NPR news. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, you can hear the same product on KANH and KANH HD1 serving the Emporia area through 89.7. And KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community. It's October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. About 62 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to a perfect 72 for this afternoon. It's 11:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side, more at progressive.com or at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's KPR. One of the Frédéric Chopin nocturnes, the way to tell it apart from the other ones, is that it's marked Opus Posthumus 72/1 in E minor, with Daniel Barenboim at the piano from a Deutsche Grammophon recording. Next, we'll hear some good Spanish music before we hear a Schubert piano sonata and a Tchaikovsky waltz. Support for the classical music today on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And remember, KPR's Big Band Christmas will be December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale Saturday. It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Joaquin Rodrigo wrote a guitar concerto for Andres Segovia to solo in. Here he is with the Symphony of the Air, playing the Fantasy for a Gentleman. Rodrigo's music now on KPR. We've been listening to the guitar artistry of Andres Segovia. He soloed with a group called Symphony of the Air. They were playing the Joaquin Rodrigo Fantasy for a Gentleman, Fantasía para una Gente Hombre, which Rodrigo dedicated to and wrote for Andres Segovia. We heard it here together on Kansas Public Radio from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Oldsburg, Junction City, Abilene, kansaspublicradio.org. Next we'll hear a piano sonata, sometimes called the Little Sonata in A Major. It's Schubert in love and feeling good, and young he was when he wrote it, before we hear a Tchaikovsky waltz. And coming up in the noon hour, Jeff Watson promises us the tale of Romeo and Juliet, told in music by Edward German. Some achingly beautiful oboe and piano duets from Henry Cowell. And we'll be in a familiar place with a suite from Bizet's Carmen. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff on KPR starts in about 27 minutes. Before noon, I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's the Schubert 13th Piano Sonata on KPR. Written by a young Schubert who was probably in love with the person he dedicated that to. That was Franz Schubert's Piano Sonata No. 13 in A Major here on KPR with Radu Lupu at the piano. Support for the classical music today on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. This is KPR, next to Tchaikovsky Waltz. Swept away by the waltz, Tchaikovsky's waltz from Eugene Onegin, here on KPR with the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. Updated weather forecast from just a few minutes ago. It's about 70 in Lawrence right now. Humidity's low, nice, 35%. Winds from the east, and it should only be 72 this afternoon. Tonight's low 52, and tomorrow we have a 20% chance of showers before 8 in the morning. Then Thursday, it's a 30% chance of some rain, probably after 1 in the morning. But Friday should dawn clear and sunny and a little warmer with a high of about 80 degrees. This is KPR.
In Italy, a super peer news.
From the Crater News, starting at 3 during All Things Considered. That story and more coming up after classical music. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. That's KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute, Dr. Barbara Ballard, and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen. This will be October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR. Find out more at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. It's 1201, it's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.